Oh, I thought it was just your Christmas coat, you know.
Good at crash courses now?
We're not a very complicated team, so, Vince's been in the league long enough, and Mikel and Marcin been in the league long enough that, in certain situations, they'll be able to go with the flow and play. But in other situations, obviously, it's going to take a little time for them to adjust. But, we like having them here. We like being able to get them out on the floor. And then we'll see what happens, Yeah, we didn't do a whole lot. We'll have a good practice tomorrow, try to do something so we get timing down and everything. But today was more of a learning experience more so than anything.
How much does that put on you going into a game against the Heat on national TV with three new guys? How will you sort of look at your rotations in the game?
I don't mind. I don't mind. I think we'll play hard and we'll compete and, we'll see what happens. Obviously, that team is playing great. They won 12 straight until last night, and I'm sure they'll want to come here and go into L.A. with a real positive experience too. So, it's a great challenge, but, we're going to be great. Then those are the teams that you can use, somewhat as a measuring stick. Oh, I don't know. Obviously, I think, you can never have too many big guys. So, I think Marcin, with the aggressiveness that he played with and stuff, is going to be able to help us and be good alongside Robin and play some minutes for us. And Vince is one of the best players that ever been in the league. So, obviously, we're excited about having him. And then I think the guy that people doesn't really know a lot about is Petrus. And I think you'll see with him, great spot up 3-point shooter. And where he's going to really help us is that I think I can give Grant a little relief on the, guarding Kobe, guarding Kevin Durant, guarding, Carmelo Anthony, and then guarding LeBron James. I think Petrus can do some of that for us. So I'm excited about having him. And I think all of those guys can make us a little better defensively. Well, guys, let me tell you, if you've got enough good players that you're struggling with minutes, we're in pretty good shape. So I don't see that as a negative either way. So over the course of the year, there's usually somebody hurt or somebody like that. It's great to have a guy that you can just plug in there, like JD last night. JD has been a bench player. We started him last night. Shoots the ball great, does a great job for us, ends up with 27 points. So I think it's good having guys like that that you feel real confident in, that when something, injuries or something like that happen, you can stick them into the mix and know that you have enough confidence that they can do the job for you.
How beneficial is it that the three of them are coming over together?
Excuse me?
Beneficial for them to be here together?
Oh, I think, obviously they got a comfort level with each other. And it'll be a totally different experience. Like I said, we don't have Dwight Howard to post up, 30, 40 times a game. So I think in a guy's situation like Vince, there's going to be more lanes open and avenues to drive. And Petrus, the same thing. And, I think obviously with Marcin, to be able to screen and roll to the basket and have open lanes, it should help somewhat too. Having Dwight Howard in there, obviously, to be able to throw the ball 240 times is a pretty good luxury to have.
You mentioned not that complicated for him to pick up, but what percentage would you say that they have to know for the Heat game?
I don't think they're going to. They'll probably know about 25% of what we do. But most of the stuff that we do is predicated on reads. And these guys have, like I said, they're veteran guys that have been in this situation. It's not the first time Vince has been traded, so he understands. And, obviously Mikel has been traded before, or signed as a free agent before. So they hadn't been on just one team and one system in the league. So everyone knows that you have to have a little adjustment and things like that. And then we have to have a little patience with them to understand that it's not going to happen overnight.
Are you surprised at all by what Joshua was doing? Not being
No, to be honest with you, not at all. And Josh and I had talked, and I don't think it was ever about his quality of play, you know, so, and we understood that, and he understood that. So what he did is not a surprise to anybody on the coaching staff, no. All right, guys, thanks.
Robin's minutes limited last night.
No.